In November, all of northwest Kansas remained below 4% unemployment. Locally, Sheridan County was at 2.2%, Decatur County 3.7%, Graham County 3.5%, Phillips County 2.8%, and Norton County was at 2.5%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.5% in November, and this is an increase from 3.4% in October and an increase from 2.6% in November 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 7,900 from October, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 7,100 over the month, while government increased by 800. Since November of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 19,100, and this change is due to an increase of 14,100 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,000 government jobs. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that 14 Kansas rail projects will receive a total of $13 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program, or RSIP, saying that these projects reflect the diverse needs faced by our Kansas communities and rail operators, and by bolstering the state's rail network, they'll promote economic opportunity throughout Kansas. The selected projects, located across 16 counties, enhance the state's rail network by promoting economic efficiency, supporting sustainability, and addressing critical infrastructure needs. The $13 million award represents the program's $10 million annual funding, combined with $3 million in carryover funds and loan payments from past projects. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said they're proud to be able to provide additional funding this round, strengthening connectivity and supporting communities that rely on having access to an efficient and reliable rail network. Selected 2025 RSIP projects include locally the KYLE Railroad Phillipsburg Yard Rehabilitation Projects in Phillips County for $1,320,264. The Kansas Legislature's unprecedented budget takeover will enter the 2025 legislative session with a bare-bones spending plan and sweeping cuts, while Republican lawmakers eye property and corporation tax reductions. Governor Kelly, a Democrat, is still preparing her own budget, as it's customarily the governor's duty, and she said her greatest apprehension ahead of the 2025 session is overspending, and the apprehension applies both to spending on programs and further tax cuts. Kansas Republicans created a new committee this year to give legislators the opportunity to craft their own preliminary budget, and the committee wrapped up its meetings on Thursday. The meeting consisted of iterative presentations from almost 100 state agencies and departments seeking funding enhancements, which also were presented to the governor. Under Kansas's customary budget process, state agencies can appeal the Division of Budget's recommendations to the governor. And according to Committee Chairman Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill, this year about $1.1 billion worth of requests are up for appeal, and the governor typically gets the final say on whether to accept or reject an appeal. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Republican from Wichita, proposed eliminating all requested budget enhancements that added any new staff and the salary increases associated with them, leaving the legislature with a base budget that could see additions as the session proceeds. A majority of committee members supported Hawkins' proposal. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks recently announced that it has stopped selling the 10-year combination of hunting and fishing licenses for Kansas residents who are age 65 to 74. The decision follows the discovery that the statute authorizing the department to sell the licenses at a reduced rate had expired, and the licenses were commonly called a senior lifetime pass because after a resident reaches age 75, they're no longer required to purchase Kansas hunting and fishing licenses. The Senior Lifetime Pass was established by the Kansas Legislature in 2012 through Senate Bill 314, along with several other discounted licenses for seniors. And in 2023, the other discounted hunting and fishing licenses were made permanent with the passage of House Bill 2039. When they discovered the authorization for the Senior Lifetime Pass had lapsed, the staff was instructed to stop selling them. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Acting Secretary Christopher Kennedy said all licenses were sold in good faith and the senior lifetime passes already issued will remain valid. He said while they must stop selling this pass, they are exploring regulatory and statutory options to offer additional discounted rates for seniors in the future. Annual senior licenses for Kansas residents aged 65 to 74 remains available at significantly discounted rates, and licenses can be purchased online at license.gooutdoorskansas.com or by calling 1-833-587-2164, and licenses are also available at various locations statewide. For more information about licenses, permits, and fees, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/license-permits.